my next move. My parents and older siblings told me that the great thing about going to a good college is that not only would I have excellent professors, I'd be surrounded by smart classmates and smart friends, and those people would help to make me smarter. So I took their advice and I went to the best college that I could get into. And I did find some really wonderful friends there, and they started teaching me the ways of the world. sophomore year, we took our first big foray into adulthood, and we moved into a classically run-down and mouse-infested off-campus apartment.
Nice.
And at the end of that year, we planned a trip to my friend Molly's family's house in Rhode Island. Molly needed to return a family car, so we planned to drive to Rhode Island from Philadelphia, and we bought flights for the return trip. Partway through our three-day visit in Rhode Island, we realized we had seriously overprepared, and there was no way we were going to smoke all the weed that we had brought. This was a predicament because we were flying back to Philly, and I was not the type of person to confidently stride onto a plane packing weed. So, none of us was. In fact, just the thought of it filled my head with images of drug-sniffing dogs and interrogation rooms. It totally freaked me out. But we were tight on funds and short on connections and looking forward to summer, so we really started to think about how we could remain the rightful owners of our supply. Our collection of great minds got to work. So we wondered, do people send drugs through the mail? Yes. Yes, they do. We decided. But what parcel carrier do those people use? We ruled out the U.S. Postal Service as too closely affiliated with the federal government. UPS seemed a little too wholesome. FedEx, we decided. FedEx was definitely the parcel carrier of choice. It was drug mail and both. So we started to flesh out our plan, and the essentials were this. We would disguise and package our parcel carefully. We would go in to send it together for moral support. Not for any other logical reason. And we would provide as little information to FedEx as possible. And because of my exceptional ability to tell the truth and complete lack of a poker face, it was agreed that I would not speak. I have made some really smart friends. So the next day, we nervously approached the local FedEx counter at the Staples store, and we were helped by a jaded clerk. And things immediately started to go sideways. Name of sender, she asked. We had not anticipated this question. We had thought they would just let us send off the package anonymously. Molly asked, do we have to provide one? The clerk said, I have to put something. Molly looked around and her eyes landed on me. Goldstein, she said. My jaw dropped because I have no poker face. Okay, the clerk said. First name or initial? M. I looked at Molly in shock and horror. She had just provided what was essentially my legal name to this person. But the clerk seemed completely unfazed by my blazing looks directed towards Molly, and she proceeded, asked Molly, contents of the package? Molly says, let's just say it's a mug. If the cat was not already out of the bag at this point, the cat was fully out, like perhaps parading across the counter, having itself a good chuckle. But somehow we soldiered on, and she asked Molly the value of the package, and Molly confidently declared $10, and we were nearing the finish line. The interrogation was over. We stood there for a moment too long after the transaction was clearly completed, and then practically ran out the sliding doors before bursting into laughter and berating each other. I was still feeling nervous. We weren't home free. There was now a drug-laden parcel out there that bore my name. My fears were not at all assuaged. But we made our way back to Philadelphia and settled into our summer internships in our dingy apartment. I pondered my fate and how they might come for me. But a few days later, we received a slip telling us that there was a package waiting for us in the mailroom. And one of us went to the mailroom and picked up our package from the hot mailroom guy and brought it back. And we were reunited with our hard-won weed. I felt hugely relieved, and I'm sure we celebrated in the obvious fashion. And I can now say, 15 years later, those same college friends are still helping me navigate challenges big and small. They've helped shape me into the savvy and law-abiding individual that I am today. And because I still cannot tell a lie, I called on them to help me fact-check this story.